From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighter fighting in Yemen following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a and left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of the incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says its plans to launch an investigation into the attack. Russia has vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block a UN aim action at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, who flew to New York for the rare Saturday vote, said what is at stake is first and foremost the fate of Aleppo and its people. The United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting they could impose sanctions and calling for war crime investigations. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jabir Albakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Albakr is from Syria and is unclear whether he was among a million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer, with the Islamic State claiming two in late July.